Hello, Cannabis Business Minds. This is Simone, and on this episode, we talk about pharmaceuticals in Israel and the Israeli cannabis industry. In many ways, the United States is very far behind in cannabis research because it's federally illegal. Israel, on the other hand, is one of the leading countries when it comes to cannabis research and science. Beginning in the 1960s, the country started researching cannabis, and today there are 8 major cannabis farms in Israel. The science and the technology behind what's happening in cannabis in Israel is really top-notch. And in the next few months, Israel will perform a very, very significant overhaul to its medical program and structure, even making it the market a little bit bigger. On today's show, we have an expert in just this, what we're talking about. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Cannabis sales were $5.7 billion in 2015. Cannabis industry is valued at $22.8 billion by 2020. In 1996, there wasn't a single dispensary in the U.S. In 2016, there are 25 states that have legalized medical marijuana. Welcome to the Cannabis Business Minds podcast, where you gain insight from business leaders in the cannabis industry to help take your business to the next level.
On today's show, we've got Yossi Bornstein. Yossi is the president and chairman of the Chisholm Group, Israel's leading biomed service group. Yossi has served as the biotechnology committee chairman of the United States Israel Science and Technology Commission. He's the founder of major life science organization in Israel and is a committee member at the Life Science Forum of IPCC, the Israeli-Palestinian Chamber of Commerce. I'm so excited to have him on the show today, mostly because I just want to pick his brain about everything that he's been doing, what's happening in Israel and the entire climate. So without any further introduction, Yossi, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. That was such a brief intro of, you know, of what you do, who you are. Do you mind filling in the gaps a little bit about your career and how you ended up to where you are today?
Okay, so actually I started my business life as a medical representative for some multinationals. I started with a company called Organon, then I became and I did many functions in Squibb, which became Bristol Myers Squibb, and I ended up as a general manager for Israel. Later on, since I'm an entrepreneur, so I decided to open a company in Israel representing exclusively international pharmaceutical companies, and we represented at that time Shire Pharmaceutical, Boots Pharmaceutical, and many more. And in 2000, I established Chisholm, which is a kind of a holding group for different companies in life sciences.
Oh, wow. And we'll get into that a little bit more, but it looks like you have a very good background in medicine, in pharmaceuticals, in research. One of the things that's so interesting, especially, you know, being in the United States, is that it's federally illegal. The DEA just today actually announced that they're not going to change the scheduling from a 1 to a 2. So we are way behind in the funding and the medical research that Israel has been able to do. But do you mind giving us some background on what's the history of cannabis in Israel?
Sure. So actually, the history takes us to the 60s, where Professor Meshulam, which is a very well-known researcher, decide to find out what active ingredients there are in cannabis. At that time, and even until today, you know, it's a kind of a public taboo in many states or countries, including Israel. And he found the THC and the CBD already in the 60s. Since then, he made all his research on the cannabinoids and different active ingredients. And only few years ago, it was a kind of a movement in Israel from sick people that found out that medical cannabis could help them. and put a lot of pressure of our Ministry of Health, and slowly, and that's what we are calling from bottom up, start this kind of medical cannabis in Israel. To make the story short, today we have 8 different farms which specialize in growing of medical cannabis, approved by Ministry of Health. We have in Israel about 25,000 patients. There is a very progress regulation now, and most of them would come soon by governmental laws, and the market would be open dramatically in the next few months. So if, for example, today only 30 physicians are approved by Ministry of Health to give prescription for medical cannabis, we are talking about hundreds of physicians for different diseases. They approve also research. So we are going into it. Why we choose to do it? Because we came from a very pharmaceutical background. We check from time to time, you know, all the what we call the buzz worldwide for different treatments, etc. And we found out that the United States is also now leading a process of medical cannabis as and even recreational. And as a pharmaceutical company, we decide to go into it, but from top down, meaning we would like to be today where the market would be in 5 years. So in order to do so, what we decide to do is, first of all, education center, mainly for physicians, researchers, growers, and pharmacists. And therefore, we decide to join forces with a Technion. Technion is one of the most famous universities worldwide. And we built a kind of a syllabus for 8 different meetings with the best physicians in Israel, and divided the syllabus into 3 different areas. One is medical scientific. One is commercial technology, and one is agriculture, botanical, genetic issues. When we opened it actually this January, it was a big surprise. First of all, the Technion took a big challenge because, you know, still even in Israel, there is a kind of a taboo from the political side, from even from the population. And when they took it, it means that they took a kind of a risk, you know, to go into this market. We had a huge interest from the from physician researcher. We did already from January 3 different courses. 160 people already finished our courses. We are planning the 4th course already, and it's a very high level. On top of it, we decide to do an international conference to fulfill the gap that there is now between the knowledge and between the what is exist. And this would be between the 11th to the 13th of September. We have already 14 delegations coming from all over the world, including, of course, United States. We have people from Colorado. We have 40 different presentations in the program. So that was the second arm of our company. The third arm was we create an incubator, or if you wish, accelerator for new technologies. But this new technology is really very sophisticated, meaning they are coming from the pharmaceutical market into the medical cannabis, and not opposite. So we are taking drug deliveries that they use today for pharmaceutical or medical devices that for different indications, and bring them into the cannabis market.
Oh, can you elaborate a little bit more on that? Like what type of devices or ideas yes. from the pharmaceuticals are you bringing in?
Sure. So I'll give you an example. We have a kind of a nasal spray that a company developed now for different proteins, etc. And this nasal spray first of all, a very strong IP. The delivery is directly through the nose into the blood, into the brain, crossing the blood-brain barrier. So we can today, for example, can use cannabinoids directly into the brain with a very small amount, which will not influence systematically what is happening, and having a very sophisticated delivery, for example. Or we have an inventor here in Israel that developed a vacuum cap for mainly for pharmaceutical. It's a very, very strong patent. Even in United States, they open a new category for his patent, meaning
oh, wow.
He found a technology that when you are putting a cap, it could be even a cap like Coca-Cola, okay? And you close the bottle, it's immediately there is a vacuum into the bottle. So it's not linearic effect, it's a normal cap, which could be for small or big containers. For example, now we took this product, which became to be very interesting for the pharmaceutical market, for the food industry, for chemicals, and we bring it into the medical cannabis field.
Wow.
So this kind of technologies we are dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit more farther advanced than I think the United States right now. Absolutely. Are you getting most of these? So you're bringing a lot of the pharmaceutical practices are coming to Israel. I wanted to touch on a little bit about, you mentioned, I think you mentioned there was 8 farms. I wanted to understand how it works a little bit more in Israel, though. Are those 8 farms owned by the government, or are those private farms?
So all of them are private.
Okay.
And I would divide it into two periods, the period now and the period in few months, because the situation now in Israel is that the growers actually produce the finished products, and they are responsible to give the product directly to the patient. There is no a kind of any, so we don't have a kind of dispensaries or it's not through pharmacies as we used to do with the pharmaceutical. So it's a very simple procedure, which has a lot of, from one hand, advantage because the cost is minimal.
Exactly.
And on the other hand, it's a little bit problem because there is, you never know exactly, because the agriculture is not automatically in a high level, and the growers are not really researchers. They didn't check sometimes the product. There is no standard procedures. So that's the situation today, and the pricing is controlled by government. Doesn't matter how many grams the patient need, because this is by the prescription. The growers need to supply it on a fixed price of something like $100, meaning that some of the products they lose money, some of the products they gain money, and the balance is, a small profit. So this is a situation in Israel controlled by government.
Interesting.
In few months we are going to change it dramatically. It would be between 4 to 5 groups in the chain. So it would be the grower, it would be production for a finished product, it would be a distributor, it would be pharmacies, and then the patient. So There is a lot of political issues now about what would happen with the price that would jump dramatically because of, you know, each one of the groups needs to earn money on this chain, and the result, from one hand there is a skepticism, from another hand maybe the market would be more sophisticated.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. Yeah, is there a current patient registry, or is that going to be part of the new program? So patients have to register, there's a database, there's information.
Yeah. So there is actually Ministry of Health built a system like a CRM system that every physician that would like to prescribe a medical cannabis needs to has a license, a separate license. Every prescription would go through the system. It would be all kind of analysis. They actually try to also to use this CRM in order to go into a collection of data from patients. It's controlled complete. It will be controlled completely by Ministry of Health.
Wow. Okay. And then two other questions just about this new program. I didn't hear you say lab testing. So that's a huge point right now in the United States for regulated markets is, you know, ensuring that there's no pesticides, that it's labeled and packaged accordingly, et cetera. Where does the lab testing take place in the new model?
Yes. Yeah, so when I was talking about the groups, the group of production need to have a lab, for checking metals, all kind of really, they will need to produce certificate of analysis. It's not as a medication, of course, but they need to be GMP. They need to have a high level of ISO, etc. So this is part of the new regulation.
Super cool. And then what about seed-to-sale tracking? Is that something that the Israeli government will implement as well?
I think not for now, but there is different technologies, by the way, that we are trying also to be involved as an incubator to find, again, sophisticated ways to track and to analyze even after all kind of parameters, the concentration of THC, CBD, different combinations, etc.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more about your accelerator and your company. I know you elaborated a little bit on it at the beginning, but can you break it down? And first of all, what's the significance of the name? I thought it was Shizim, but you pronounced it a little bit differently. How do you pronounce it?
Shizim. It's Shizim. Okay.
What does it mean?
Actually, in Hebrew, it was a kind of initiation, meaning entrepreneurship services.
Oh, okay.
During the time, all this initiation, nobody already used. And now we have like a brand in Israel. Shizim, it's a group of 60 people, physician, pharmacists, researcher, and senior people from the industry. We have about, it's kind of a management and holding company. We are dealing only in life sciences. We have about 10 different companies in our group. For example, we are one of the top companies of clinical studies in Israel. We are a CRO, an international CRO. So we conduct clinical studies from phase 2 to phase 4 for pharmaceutical, medical devices. We doing a huge education. More than 4,500 physicians already went through our courses on what we call GCP, good clinical practice, which is also a standard for clinical studies according to the FDA regulation and European ICH guidelines. We have another company which is representing international companies in Israel for different pharmaceutical and medical devices. We're operating in Japan. So we have, and the diamond actually that we have, and that's how we also built it for Canten, which is a medical cannabis incubator. We have in Israel One of the top incubators, private incubators for medical devices, what we call WOW Technologies. So just to give you an idea, we have, for example, a small robot, less than 1 millimeter, that can go into your vessels in your body with different functions. So it's like a science fiction. We have a prototype already working. So this kind of technologies. And what we do now, we are duplicated into the medical cannabis incubator. We have about something like 15 mentors that every entrepreneur that comes with a new technology get a lot of help from different mentors of during the R&D process. We do the packaging for the technology for investors. We are looking for funds. And we have a huge networking worldwide as well.
Wow. So who's your ideal participant for the CAN10 accelerator program, the cannabis specific?
So first of all, let me tell you that CAN10, it's a joint venture between Shizim and Siach, which is the second largest grower in Israel. So it's a combination of a lot of knowledge that he has from cultivating, and he has something like 30 different products and already thousands of patients treated by him. With this knowledge, we are trying to use it, first of all, not to do it only in Israel, because we would like to be a global player. So, for example, I can tell you that because of the successful of the education, we are now do the same thing in Australia. We are building now with some universities a program for medical cannabis. Soon we are going to penetrate to the US market for CMEs to physicians. And our plans at the end of the day is to be a global player. Our investors are coming from different segments. So it's not necessarily people that dealing on pharmaceutical or has any close relation with the life science industry. Many people realize that medical cannabis is going to be a huge market worldwide. So they are looking for partner, which is not only growers, because, you know, sooner or later it would be commodity. And the companies which will keep the branding, would keep high quality as pharmaceutical, would do clinical studies and very sophisticated technologies, that where, you know, the market would be in 5-10 years ahead.
No, absolutely. So, and you kind of mentioned, so you mentioned this joint venture, but if somebody were interested in the United States listening to this podcast, like, oh, I want to check out this accelerator program, who would you... Who's that ideal person? Is it somebody like myself who has more of a consulting background, or is it a grower, somebody who does extractions, or is it somebody that might have some technology that...
So actually it's a combination. Each one of the people that you mentioned could be a partner. We are looking also for strategical partners, meaning it could be a farm, it could be technologies that would like to do clinical studies in Israel because it's not allowed yet in a large scale in the United States. So we can give him all these kind of services. It could be somebody that... looking for investment and, you know, as I said, has no connection to the industry. So each one of them is welcome.
Oh, good. You've got a good target market. you've got a really good target market because you do offer a lot. And that accelerator program, how long is it?
The accelerator, actually, we started to build it half a year ago. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know if you know, there is a magazine, it's called Israel 21C. It's a kind of a internet magazine. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, They published an article of 8 extraordinary incubators in Israel overall, not only in medical cannabis, and Canton were chosen the second one. So it looks like it's very promising. We have a huge knowledge of screening technologies, of due diligence, of building R&D plans. So we already proved it with other technologies. We have a good track record, and the same thing we are going to do to this industry.
Awesome. And then you mentioned we just have a little bit more time, so I want to just cover the Canton event. So you mentioned earlier it's in September. There's a lot of different countries going. What is the main purpose and goal of this event?
Okay. So actually, before, until we decide to do this event, we had only one event in Israel, and this event was an event which focused on the growing, on some technologies and networking. And when we decide to enter into this industry, as I mentioned before, we decide to try to do it a very medical and science, because you know, at the end of the day, we also want the recognition of Ministry of Health. And by the way, we don't have any political agenda, so it's very clear that we are trying to do it as a pharmaceutical. And we connected to one of the biggest convention organizer. Actually, I have an experience, because I don't know if you know, there is a conference in Israel called Biomed, which is a So I'm the founder of Biomed. So actually, I'm trying to do the same thing to medical cannabis area. And we decided to put focus on science and medical. And for example, we'll have in our conference something like more than 20 abstracts from all over the world, from researchers that are coming to present the abstracts. We have 30 physicians from, you know, professors and doctors, that each one of them has experience on different diseases in chemistry, in biology, that are going to give very high level presentations. We have guests coming from different areas. For example, the mayor of Colorado is coming here to Israel to our conference, and very high level people from different European markets. They come to learn. They come to see what's new in Israel. And some of it is regulation. So we have very interesting panels, for example, who is afraid for medical cannabis? And we bring parliament members that want recreational, and we bring into this panel people from the drug authorities that they don't want the use of medical cannabis.
That's good. It's good to get all the opposition. No, I'm looking at the agenda. I recognize two people, Sebastian Begere, from Alpha Cats. He's great. Uh-huh. And then, which is another question I had for you, there's marijuana infused products, product strategies. Dr. David Spitz is speaking from Colorado, I think on the second day. I wanted to ask you, everything is very scientific oriented, right? It's clearly medicine that's happening in Israel. And you mentioned a little bit about adult use, but what's the perception about infused products like edibles in Israel?
Okay, so actually you cannot, you know, usually when you are dealing with pharmaceutical, it's very strict. You have a molecule, you have R&D program, etc. With medical cannabis, part of the development is genetics, it's botanical, it's how you grow it, it's a commercial. So what we did in our program, we divided to three different sections. One is science and medical, one is technology and commercial, and one is botanical agriculture. So we choose the best people for each one of them, and we would like to have the networking that everybody would talk with everybody, because this is the only way to do the right R&D program. So we want also to show what's happening in United States, not only because of recreational, because we'd like to, this will not be the emphasis of the program of the conference, but we want to hear what you do from growing point of view, for cultivation, for different genetic and genetic and botanical issues. So therefore David Spitz has a lot of experience as he has an indoor plant for medical cannabis, fully controlled, fully analyzed. So we would like to bring this knowledge also into Israel.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm so sad that I can't go to the event. We have something that week, and I wish I had known about it. I know you posted it on Calogia a while ago. So I wish you the best success. I mean, I hope that you do. I mean, the content of this, analyzing, and I'll put this in the show notes, analyzing, you know, the quality of speakers, the different topics, and just the length of the program, this looks phenomenal. And I hope that, you know, you have a great attendance on this, and hopefully some of this will kind of drive traffic to it. Just to wrap up, so I got to pick your brain a little bit. There's so much more that I want to learn from you. One of the things that we always ask our interviewees is, how can people get a hold of you? Besides, you're on Calogia, so they can find you that way. But where would you point them? What website? Do you want to give your email address?
Sure. So, you know, it's very easy to find me, by the way. Even if you Google my name, you'll get all the address, emails, etc. But also in LinkedIn, I'm very active in LinkedIn. And of course, my email is yossi@shizim.com. Yossi is yossi@shizim.com. And I promise to answer and reply everybody to his satisfaction. And by the way, this is if I'll take this opportunity to invite you to this conference, I'm sure that you will enjoy it.
Yes. No, I hope that people definitely come to the conference. So thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge and your insight. It's definitely much appreciated, and I want to have you back on the show in a little bit. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for joining me today, and I hope you liked today's episode. If you haven't already, go on over to calogia.com to connect with me and the other business professionals in the cannabis community. Also, if you like this, please go into iTunes and add the Cannabis Business Mind podcast to your iTunes account, and would love it if you could leave us a 5-star review. Talk to you guys next week.